Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I think we can just jump right into the trash, right?
All right.
Any sponsors or anything.
Right.
Let's do it. A lot going on.
I know. We have Kelly Clarkson tickets at 8. Michelle Obama tickets for her speaking tour, for her book tour, 7 o'clock. And it's Halloween time at Disneyland, so 9:05. We'll have your chance at that. Other than that, though, here we go. It looks like Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber did get married. And I'm basing this on what Alec Baldwin said on the red carpet, or the golden carpet, whatever they call it, at the Emmys last night. He said, they went off and got married. I don't know what the deal is. He said that they've only met Bieber one time, he and his wife, but that they, you know, they text with Hailey pretty regularly, and he said he won't be sitting down to have a talk with her. He says that's her dad's job, Stephen Baldwin's. She says, I'm sure he has a few paragraphs about that himself, so I'm not worried. But anyway, so I don't, for whatever that's worth, Alec Baldwin is saying, yeah, they went off and got married. At the Emmys, did you watch any? I wound up getting, I watched a couple of hours of it.
I didn't watch a couple hours, but if I could just congratulate them on airing it early, in real time, it was on at 4 o'clock,
yeah,
or whatever that time that was, and I just thought, it's genius.
Yeah.
Of course, just air it. It live. Is that, was that live? Was I watching the live?
You were. So 8 o'clock feed on the East Coast and 5 o'clock here.
It was great. So I did see some of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't have seen any.
I missed the very beginning. I hear that the Colin Jost, Michael Che sort of opening monologue was too long, very political. You know, I guess that'll depend on who you hear the review from. But everything I read this morning was that too long was in the blurb of all, even the people who seem to like it.
The review I saw was that they weren't good.
Yeah, that it was uncomfortable at times.
So I didn't see a lot of them, but I did see a few people win. I got to see the last person. What was the last award? The drama.
Oh, I missed the drama one. That was, I think I had hopped in bed by then.
And I think, was it Michael Douglas who gave one of them away? I thought he was charming.
Yeah.
He came out and said, I've won a few awards. I've also lost a bunch. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, and he goes, I have advice for those of you who are about to lose. First of all, you've been ripped off. And he goes on about how you need to keep that anger with you and use it going forward. That anger is valid. And I just thought, oh, look at it.
Oh. Adorable.
And so, I think he did the comedy one. He did a big award. That was his little lead up to, I don't know if it was male actor comedy or whatever, but it was,
right.
It was one of the big ones.
They do a good job, I thought, on the Emmys of spreading interesting awards around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they don't group all the big ones together at the end. I mean, there are obviously a few big ones at the end, but they do manage to spread it out. Keep
the
it
number of shows out there that are excellent is it's wonderful.
You know what's crazy is none of them are on the regular networks. NBC is the only network to win any awards, and they won two.
Really?
Everything else was FX, HBO, Hulu, I think, won some. Hold on, let me get the thing. Netflix cleaned up. Amazon did great. Yeah, let's see. NBC won four. They won Best Variety Sketch Series for Saturday Night Live, and they won Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert Best Live Variety Special, and that's it. Everything else was either cable or streaming.
HBO won because Game of Thrones won something.
Yep. Oh, yeah. HBO won for Best Variety Talk Series. That was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. HBO...
Did you see Game of Thrones win?
I didn't see the... I saw Peter Dinklage win for Best Supporting Actor for Game of Thrones.
When they brought the whole cast up, there was a very extremely tall blonde lady, but she didn't look like the blonde lady from
Brienne of Tarth. Was it Brienne of Tarth?
Well, that's what I thought. It had to be her, right? Except I don't think it was.
Right. What's her name? Gwendolyn something.
It's called Brienne of Tarth.
It was okay, super. Of Tarth. I couldn't take my eyes off her because I couldn't figure out if it was Brienne or not.
It won the best drama
series. Yeah, I see it right here. Hold on. I think it is Brienne.
Yeah, that's her.
Is that her?
In the yellow dress?
Yeah, that's her. She just looks totally different. She doesn't look like Brienne. So, I don't know, someone else. Did you see the Betty White thing?
You know, I saw it for... I was eating dinner. So I was out, not in the room, and it was on, and I was like, oh my God, Betty White, look at that. And I think my mom said something like, she's 96, mm-hmm. or something like that.
You know what's sad about it? Because look, she's 96, she still looks great. She actually got out there. She had like some weird Lucite walker. I don't know. It looked like a weird stand or something dragged out there with her. And there were a couple of moments of genuine comedy. Like she landed a couple jokes, but oh boy, were there some moments where it was like, uh-oh.
Did Ben grab any?
Did you grab any of that? There were some real uh-oh moments.
Yeah, I have her whole thing. So can we roll it? Or
I don't know if we want to listen to the whole thing again, but sure. Why don't you start it?
I'll just start.
So she gets there, like she lands it, but even just a few years ago, like she was just, I don't know. I felt like, oh, poor Betty. I mean, she's 96 years old, so you have to give it to her. On the other end of the spectrum, things that were just amazing and great. Did you happen to see the proposal?
So this is funny because in the review I read, they went on and on about how horrible the two hosts were and the awards and the number of great TV shows. But they said, but stealing the show was some guy no one's heard of.
Guy who directed the Oscars, I think, or maybe the producer of the
Oscars.
Proposing
to some lady.
Yeah, his name's Glenn Weiss. He won an Emmy for directing the Oscars. And during the acceptance speech, it's sad. He's like, my mom just died 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Like, this sucks. Do you have the whole thing? Oh! It was very sweet.
You know what? That guy crushed that.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I don't know how he pulled that off.
It's really nice.
But he nailed it.
He did.
Good for him.
Yeah. Great job. So that's Glenn Weiss. You've never heard of him before. You probably won't hear of him afterward, but he created quite a nice little moment there.
What did he win for?
He directed the Oscars.
The Oscars, the show?
But he's not an actor, and he remembered all his lines and got through that without sounding in fear of his life.
Right.
You know?
He definitely,
good for him.
Yeah, kept it together. And this must be a total, not a complete list, because I'm not seeing him on here for the exact name of the thing that he, maybe it was like directing a special. Let's see if there's anything else I want to get to here. NBC looks like they got two. Yes. Yeah. You should keep that near you, maybe.
I've got so many things.
Yeah, I so much room, Sarah.
It's way over there.
There were only two wins for broadcast TV, and that was the two that NBC won. NBC tied HBO for the most Emmys. They each had 23. And it's the first time a strictly streaming service was at the top of the heap. Amazon also had a great night, thanks to The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Did you start that yet?
We did watch the first episode.
It's charming, like you said.
We're going to get through Ozark first.
It doesn't grab you like Ozark. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yes. Okay. I tried to tell you guys that when I reviewed it. I think, and I watched a bunch of episodes, and it is charming, and it's funny. It's just, it's. I don't know. I don't love it.
It's Lifetime-y. It's like Hallmark-y, isn't it? I don't know. It's just...
It's very well done, though, and certainly in her acceptance speech, she said that this is a show about a woman finding her voice, and what we're witnessing right now, this current...
It's poignant.
this upswelling or upwelling of women having a voice, a strong voice. It's very it's right now.
It won 8 trophies. Game of Thrones had the biggest total of any show with 9 Emmys. Let's see. Did you grab any other audio that you thought was worth it? It was, you know, everyone was, it was fine. There were no, like, other than the proposal, I really thought there were no big moments to remember. And
Michael Douglas was good.
Yeah, that was cute, you know?
Well, I thought, I watched Maisel, and I thought when they called her name, I went, who's that?
Oh my God, funny.
And then I was not focused on the show. I was doing three things at once, but I think there was no doubt a lot of people went, oh, I guess I have to watch that because I don't know who that actress is and I have no idea what that show is.
And look, I mean, I'm sure the results are going to be everywhere. You know what did really well? I saw it win a few awards was The Assassination of Gianni Versace. You watched that, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was on FX. The best actor in a limited series was Darren Criss. Didn't he play the murderer?
He did. He played.
He was so good too. Did you like him? Andrew Cunanan.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I thought it got weird because the show was a series, so it went long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they really went into this guy's life beyond
Godless,
the Versace murder.
Godless, another Netflix show that won a lot too.
Jeff Daniels
won.
Yeah.
Merritt Weaver. Is that how you say your last name? W-E-V-E-R? Weaver?
Weaver.
Well, she was on Nurse Jackie, and then she was also on The Walking Dead for a while, but she was so good in Godless. That's a great show.
The Americans did well.
Yeah, I saw them.
And that's a show I started watching and fell off, but I think it was really good.
Yeah. I saw somebody won from that because they flashed to Carrie Russell, and she was all, yay.
I've got another audio clip.
Okay.
That I think it's right down Hooman's alley. It's one of the hosts, Michael Shea. He was talking about how his mom doesn't want to watch the Emmys for a reason. Here it is.
Actually, Jeff Daniels' acceptance speech was really funny. He's very charming. That's really all I've got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in our first look at the news?
Pooping on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
On command?
Oh.
I don't... Poop cannon? Poop weapon.
Yuzi, you're going to love this story.
Oh, great. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's John Mayer. He's on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. You want to check him out live? Probably do that song.
Should be fun.
Yeah. You seen the video for that? That new light song?
It's actually really good.
It's super cute.
I don't think Hooman said he has. Yeah. Did I see it with you? Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't
it's
remember.
It's just goofy.
It.
He's like sort of on a green screen and there's all these weird things. It's really, really cute.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
it's like
yeah.
really low tech and
yeah, it's totally low
it's
tech.
It's very charming. It's adorable. All right, let's get right to the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com, our station's website, which is where you can watch this show.
Hello.
We're going to try harder to put on a better TV show for you every day from this point forward.
Starting from there.
Here's what's happening. Well, it's happened. I don't know if you were planning to do the story, so please stop me if I start to step on it.
Just do it. Who cares?
The diver that Elon Musk called the pedo diver is now suing Elon Musk. And Elon Musk actually dared him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Why don't you sue me?
Sue me.
If I'm wrong, why don't you sue me?
And then the diver went on to say, all the stuff he's saying is not true. I only moved here like 10 years ago, not 40.
Right.
The lady I married's 30, not
was 30
or whatever.
Now she's 40.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I mean, he's just all I don't even know why. So yes, I'm gonna sue him. So he's suing him for like, I think it was $70,000 or some, not even a lot of money.
No, he's just, you know,
principal.
Take it back, man.
Why did Elon even say all that stuff to
begin with? Because sex tourism is a thing, and very famously
in Thailand,
and in very famously in England, the musician Gary Glitter is someone that was busted for doing that, for going to Thailand. He was busted in England once, wasn't he?
I don't remember exactly what happened. I remember Thailand being the thing, though, that he was...
sex tourist.
Right.
He was going there to sleep with underage people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kids.
Yeah.
And his was, he's got one of those songs, there's like a big sports.
Yes.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
And people don't play that anymore.
Well, right, because it's that guy's.
Yeah.
And it's because it's fun, that's keeping him alive.
Mm-hmm.
The money that he makes off of this music.
Is he in jail now?
He is.
Okay.
Anyway, that's just interesting. It's going to come out now, so we'll see if Elon was just lobbing nonsense out there, right, or if he had some facts about this diver.
He didn't know anything about the diver.
Was actually just trying to help the kids,
right,
that were trapped. If you remember was it a soccer team that was trapped?
It was early July. They finally got found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now I know Elon got injured because he said, "I will rescue these children. I'm going to build a submarine."
Well, he actually was saying that he built this submarine to the exact specs that people on site had sent him. He was saying, yeah, I was happy to do it, but they actually wanted me to do it. And then he hand delivered it. And this particular dude was like, get out of here. This is a publicity stunt. Like, he was a douche, too.
Right.
It's two douches going at it is what it sounds like.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, anyway, so we're going to see.
I guess.
The police went to a 26-year-old Amanda Peters house in Livingston, Kentucky on Saturday to arrest her for an outstanding warrant for identity theft and car theft. She's a bad person.
Mm.
Don't steal my identity,
Don't steal stuff. God, if people would put as much effort into just, like, working as they do into stealing people's crap.
So she didn't want to go easily as they were at her front door.
Oh.
So she ran into a bathroom there at her house, hopped on the toilet, and then according to the police report, she, quote, intentionally released her bowels in an upward motion and with purposeful direction.
What?
Rocket poop.
You mean at them, mm-hmm, when they came into the... You've got to be kidding
me. That landed on the police face, arms, and legs. Wow. She rocket pooped them.
How does someone... could you do that?
No.
Nor could I. Anybody? Is anyone here in such control that you could rocket poop someone?
No.
I don't often have...
Is this like a special
skill? I don't
want
to get too graphic, but I don't often have... it's not liquid.
Yeah.
So it would hit and fall off and to the ground. Maybe if I could shoot it. I don't think I could shoot
it. It's kind of a long distance to shoot.
Yeah, I don't think I could shoot that. But yeah, it sounds like this was more of a splatter.
Oh my God. This is a hideous story. You love this, right, Yuzi? I mean, this is your kind of story.
No, I'm actually looking at the lady's picture. I'm going to print it out and bring it to you.
All right. All right. We'll show it to the camera.
Anyway, she's in trouble. So now on top of the charges she was facing for identity theft and car theft, she was hit with resisting arrest and third-degree assault.
Oh. That's about the worst thing someone could pitch at you. There's no question. I can't think of a whole lot of things that are worse.
She looks like a meth head, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Oh, my God. Don't start with that.
That's a way for you to put her head.
Oh, God. She is just... Let's put
Thanks
her down. I think it's time for
You're
her.
Welcome.
Let's go ahead and...
Describe her.
She looks like a meth head. White lady. Kind of like a her look
Doofus
on her face.
Look, yeah.
Yeah, like bad. Just her hair maybe...
Her eye makeup's
not been brushed.
All
well, I don't have a color smeared. Picture. I can't tell you.
Yeah,
she
she's
is
got
not...
sort of a brownish, reddish hair with her eye makeup all underneath her eyes.
Yeah, she's...
She looks like she's been drinking a lot.
Like, this is a lady who you don't want her stuff on you.
Like, I don't want anyone's stuff
I
on
agreed,
me.
Agreed. But if I had to choose from a lineup of people, like, who's are you want to get on you, she would be the last person I picked.
You're telling me that a really good-looking guy would be better than her.
Maybe.
Oh, come on!
I mean, she just looked like something died inside her. Good-looking guy. At least it's like, well, it's healthy anyway, you know. Normal amounts of whatever's in there.
I don't.
Oh, God, it's horrible.
It's not.
That is, she does. She looks like a mess. Like someone who can turn around and go, like that is just Like, who are you, lady? No wonder you're stealing identities. Who would want to be you?
She doesn't even want to be her.
Yeah.
There's definitely fallout from technology that we're experiencing now, whether it be some of the antisocial behavior that happens online or because you're online, whether that's the mob mentality on Twitter where stuff gets ugly or just a room full of people staring at their phones. There's a lot of negative fallout. But one thing technology has cured is boredom, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, there's no downtime. People, that is why they're staring
at
their phone.
You've got something on your phone that can entertain
you. At all times.
Right. It's easier than talking with someone that you're just like, I'm not interested in you. I'm way more interested in the Happy Glass app on my phone.
So I'm surprised to see a story where they say, a new study finds that the average person feels bored about 2 hours a day.
Huh? What?
Which works out to roughly 5 years of boredom throughout your life.
Well,
and here's where the threshold is, because I remember, you know, boredom was, as a kid, I remember my dad would go, I'm going to drive you to the Del Mar Skate Ranch and you guys can skate all day and I'm going to go find something to do. The drive from my house to the skate ranch was about 45 to 50 minutes. Mm. And I swear it was a lifetime, partly because on the other side of the drive was the thing I really wanted to do, but also just 50 minutes seemed like a lifetime.
And that was the boring part.
Well, right. You're just sitting there waiting.
But if you had a phone, you could have been...
Right, a million things. You could have done so much with that time.
Well, you could have been the guy showing everybody the videos.
Airports. The boredom of the
waiting. Oh, it's so nice to not have to be bored in an airport.
But you have your... Yeah, you pull out your iPad. Yeah. But here's our threshold, okay? Slow Wi-Fi is on the list of things that make us bored now.
First world problems.
It won't load fast enough for you. That's where you're bored.
Yeah.
Sitting through an ad before you get to watch a free video online.
That is annoying.
Our threshold, though, is unbelievable.
Yes.
Like, oh, okay, so this beautiful video that's been put together that you want to watch, you have to watch 10 seconds of ads before it says skip?
Yeah. Well, it's the fact that they're trying to push that on me.
Yeah.
They're giving you a video you wouldn't otherwise have.
A commercial?
No, the video that's after
the commercial.
On the
other side of the commercial.
No. They merely bought that space. They are not the ones that produced it.
They get bored pretty fast.
But the guy that... Never mind. See, that's the threshold. I will agree with this, but again, back to the, you know, now we sort, so it's calling a company and having to wait on hold. Sure. There's a boredom factor to that.
Yep.
Except that now, like, I had to deal with that with an insurance company recently when I was trying to track down why I'm paying for stuff when I have insurance.
Right.
I've been thinking about that. It's crazy.
You know, I should follow up that story. So here's what happened. Mm-hmm. We're insured very well through our union.
Yeah.
It costs us, but it's good. It's Blue Cross.
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross is what it is. So my doc, the one we've been using for our kid, they are no longer on that plan. They just switched from 1 year to the next. They're off it. So I kept getting bills, and I would call my a couple times. I called my insurance, and I guess I didn't inquire deeply enough. And they said, yeah, that's what you owe. I was like, are you sure? Yes, you owe that. And I was like, okay. And I paid it. Well, then about the fourth time now that I inquired more deeply, and they said, well, they're not in plan, so you're paying 20% of the bill. And I was like, I should be in plan. Why am I not in plan?
Yeah,
when did they fall
off
plan? Yeah, I'm on. And they go, oh, they're not on. They came off plan in 2018, so this year. They jumped off plan.
So just that doctor's office, or you said it was like that whole, because there's always the...
Sutter Palo Alto
right.
was the group that this doctor was in. And they said, yeah, they came off plan. So I freaked because I'm paying money for stuff I shouldn't have to.
Right.
And then I inquired because people wrote in and said, they're supposed to tell you. Well, I called our insurance and they go, we can't tell everybody every time a doctor jumps out of plan. That's your responsibility. And I was like,
I'm surprised that
Your doctor
didn't say something. Check back every time?
Check back every year. Yes, that's what you're supposed to do. Oh. That's what I'm following up with right now, which I failed to do. You need to check. And for those of you who think it's the insurance's responsibility, my insurance said, we can't tell every person every time a doctor jumps out of plan. We'd have to have a whole nother department to do that.
I feel like I've always been notified by mail from my doctor's office saying,
we're no longer accepting your insurance.
Well,
yeah, I would almost think it would be more on the doctor to let you know.
I've had like half a dozen of those letters come to my house.
But usually, you know, I guess maybe every year, don't you get the list of doctors that you can go to, like for each thing? Like maybe you should just make sure your doctor's still in there.
Well, yeah. That's, you know, there's another thing to do, add it to your list. So, but it is what we're going to do, is just check with our doctor the first appointment of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still on our plan? You're good? All right. Mm-hmm. We're good then. So then we go and we find a new doctor, and they are part of Sutter Palo Alto, but they are in plan. So we're just like,
how bizarre.
Why are you and you're not? Who can figure it out?
Yeah. Right.
Not like us.
Whatever you're settled for this year.
The doctors themselves don't want to pay into that.
I guess.
Because it's expensive for them too.
I don't know about their end of the deal, but I know I pay for insurance and ended up with a $500 bill on some appointment my kid went to and was going, there's no way we should be paying this. No way. Not in October. I get you have a deductible in the beginning, but.
Right.
So what'd you do?
Oh, I paid it because I owed it because we made a mistake and fell out of plan and didn't know that.
Yeah.
But so for those of you who.
It does seem like, to me, it seems like the doctor should have said. Just so you know, because you know they're always checking your insurance info.
Yeah, weird. They want your stuff.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Get them.
Okay, so how do we get here?
Feeling bored
because the board stuff.
Right.
On.
Well, if you ever. Oh, right, because you sat on hold recently with your insurance company. Got it.
Also on the list, which these are more appropriate for things that you're actually bored by, but way down the list, waiting in line. Washing dishes.
Yeah, it's boring.
Waiting for your significant other to get ready.
Yes, that's real. Oh,
what are you talking about?
It's not just get ready, it's
you're
get out the door.
You're saying John's the one.
Yeah, his nickname is Doddle McNeverleave. Right. I mean, me and my kids are sitting in the car, and we're just like, where's Dad? Well...
Probably locking up the house and turning off the sink that you guys left running
you
ran out the doors.
No,
who leaves the sink on?
And then we leave 10 minutes late, and then we're halfway somewhere. He goes, oh, crap, I forgot my wallet. I'm like, okay.
You guys just look at each other.
Get it together, man. Get it together. Come on.
Well, you know what? I bet you the wallet was right by the sink that he had to turn off.
He didn't have to do anything for us. We were all set, ready to go,
oh,
and he's
please.
In there. I don't know. He starts reading some article or, he's, you know, decides now is when he's going to organize the mail on his desk. Like, I don't know what the hell he's doing in there. I'm telling you, sometimes we're waiting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.